Blog Talk Radio.
The 27th, because the 27th is my birthday, which is 10 days away. But honestly, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know why. I'm just not. I just am not getting that vibe. I'm getting the vibe that most people get when they get a certain age, and even maybe younger than a certain age, where you just don't want to do it anymore. And that's how my head is. But I'm blessed and grateful that, you know, that each year I'm a year older, so I shouldn't really talk like that, but you guys know how it goes, and it is, again, it is Monday, well, for the first time, it is Monday 2/17, and it is 8:31 a.m. if you are on the West Coast like I am. If you are on the East Coast, it is 11:32, and the reason why I'm like pausing, because you guys know I have a real bad habit that I have to look at the clock and count to three to tell you what the hours are. Yeah, I know. How sad is that? And if you are in Texas, Louisiana, or where else? Mississippi, Alabama, it is 10:32. Oh God, this is not my morning. This is my second time doing a blog talk this morning, because I was talking and just was in a really good mood and and looked down and my microphone was on mute. I do that a lot. I try to mute it right before I come on, so that way you guys don't hear me breathing, because you guys know that here lately I've been breathing I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. It's because of the fact that I have fluid still building up. Don't know why it is. Not sure. But it kind of like, since the fluid is building up a little bit, it kind of like takes my breath away, if that makes sense. And I'm sure it does. But that's the reason why sometimes you might hear me kind of like breathe a little bit heavier than normal because of that. And it's starting to get to me like where I don't know what it is. I did call my doctor, and he feels that I do need to take some type of diuretic. And honestly, right now with me not working, I've been sitting on my ass and not really doing anything, but I do not want a pill that is going to send me to the little girl's room constantly. And the last time I took a diuretic, I was in the little girl's room every 30 minutes, probably because I took too much of it, trying to get as much, you know, but I understand, you know, it is my health. I've got to take care of myself. So I'm going to go see him and see if that's really what he wants to do. If so, then that is just the way things are. I just have to deal with it, because I do have a CHF. But you know what? You're not tuning in to hear about my health problems. You're just not. I'm sure you're not. Again, my birthday is in 10 days. I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know whether everybody looks forward to their birthday. I used to look forward to it when I was little. When you're little, things just, you know, you just can't wait to become an adult. You just can't wait, just can't wait, just can't wait. And now, since I am an adult, it's like I just can't wait to go back to being a kid, which, of course, will never, never happen. Isn't that just, isn't that the saddest thing? Because you think about, I was looking at this thing on YouTube, then and now, where different, you know, sitcoms, different movie stars, actresses, whatever, whatever, they show them and, you know, at their heyday, so to speak, and then now. And I always look at them and I always notice that their eyes seem not as bright and not as, you know, focused as it was when they were younger. Not so much as the skin. We all get older. We all, you know, but their eyes aren't as bright. That's the thing that honestly, like, makes me look at them even like, wow, you know, because I saw one guy, I don't even remember what the actor's name was, but his eyes were a very, very vivid blue. And then when I looked at the, you know, the now picture, they weren't. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe that's just was a bad picture of him. So, of course, I went on and looked up his name. I can't believe I can't remember what his name is. I looked up his name and saw, you know, of him 2019, because that was last year. And his eyes were like that. And I went back to when he was in his heyday, and his eyes were like vibrant and bright and, you know, like seeing things for the first time, and now it's looking, they're dim. And that's a scary thought, that once you get older, your eyes kind of like, I guess when they say the eyes are the window to the soul, maybe that could be true, because I do notice that, you know, with a lot of actors, when I was looking at that, a lot of actors and actresses, that their eyes seem to be dimmer, not as bright and whatever. Anyway, I'm totally off the subject of my birthday. It's just the thing is, getting older is just something that none of us want to do, but it's a blessing as well. But I swear, it's just every year, it seems like I'm just on a verge of screaming, because you look at the past and you look at things you did not accomplish, and it makes you go, God, here's another year. Will I accomplish what I wanted, you know, wanted to do or want to do? And that's been my very, very, you know, focus on my life here lately. Because now that I'm not working, I know I told you guys, you know, upcoming, I'm going to tell you what was going on. Well, I'll tell you real briefly the reason why I'm not working. Let me just make sure my mic is still on. Yeah, it is. Okay. I was at my job one day and working, and all of a sudden my eyesight started getting like what they call web. So it wasn't as clear as it used to be. And it was just something that happened like basically like within overnight. So I went to the ER and told the doctor, and they did an eye test and told me, well, your eyes are fine. There's no problem. So I guess the web thing is common. So he said, you know, you're fine. Your eyes are fine. You know, I looked at the eye board and everything was clear. And he said, well, you know, you might need glasses. So that could be what's going on. You know, you might need glasses. So as I walked out of the ER, and I, you know, was going my way, going back to work, all of a sudden, my vision went like Christmas lights. Like it was, I can't describe it any other way, but both of my eyes looked like they were Christmas lights. And it was like really bizarre. And I was telling Angel, I don't know what the hell's going on with my eyes. And all of a sudden, I'm looking like I've got, you know, Christmas lights. So he says, well, you want to go back to ER? I'm like, well, what the hell is ER going to do if they've already told me, you know, what's my issue, I don't have an issue. So I went home, you know, took a shower, laid down, woke back up, and everything seemed to be fine once I woke back up. Went to work the next day, and then again, the Christmas lights thing. And it started like at this point freaking me the hell out, because I'm thinking, what is going on with my eyesight? I can't believe this. So I called Angel. He picked me up. He's like, you know, we may have to go back to ER. I'm like, there's no point in going to ER, because that's my thing. They just told me, okay, go home. You're fine. So I was thinking, okay, maybe I need to see an eye doctor. Hello. So I went to urgent care. I know urgent care, but the urgent care I go to, there is a normally an eye doctor on staff, or if he's not on staff, they can call him and tell him to come in, which is what they did. They called him and had him come in. So he finally came in. I went in there. And he told me that it was, oh God, what did he tell me? I can't believe I cannot remember the medical term for it, but basically it's migraines in your eyes, if that makes any sense to anyone. And I swear, when he told me that, I rolled my eyes as far back as I could, because I'm thinking, you are such a fucking quack. There is no such thing as a migraine, because I had no headache. There was no pain to speak of. I had no headache. Nothing was wrong. But he was telling me, you know, you have migraines in your eyes. And it is a thing. It really is a thing, and I just could not believe it's a thing. But basically, I'm going to talk to you guys about that, you know, when I do my full show, which hopefully I am really, really hopeful that March the 2nd will be my first actual show that won't be 15 minutes and me saying hello to you guys or whatever. So I'm hoping that. But so that might be my first show. That way you guys can kind of get a feel of what I've been going through. I can tell you more in detail. But the reason why I mentioned that is because the doctor took me off work. My work was so stressful that I was going through that. And here lately, I'm so, you know, bored, and I don't have anything to really do because of the fact that I'm no longer working. So I've been sitting here, you know, I did go back to Second Life. I have been, you know, planning on doing a Let's Play with the Sims and what have you. But I've noticed that the day goes by so damn quick. I get up this morning. I got up at six. I got up at six o'clock. You guys know it's now 8:41. So I got up at 6 o'clock. I took a shower, went in the kitchen, made me some cereal, ate my cereal, talked to my brother for a minute, got on Facebook for a little while and talked to family members or whatever on Facebook, logged in Second Life and did something in Second Life real quick. And then I was like, you know what? This is not working for me at all. This is just something that I cannot physically get used to, because I am just not the type of person to lay on my ass and do nothing. It's just been a complete disaster of my life. I just really feel like I'm like just a waste of space right now, because I'm so used to work. I've been working since I was 15. So I had like a little babysitting, you know, business. I've been working since I've been 15. So working at 15 and then now not working, and you don't need to know my damn age. You guys are like, how old will you be on the 27th? You don't need to know that. But yeah, so it's been really like just a discombobulating life for me right now. It really, really has been. But I do promise you guys, I said before, I will start my shows on the 2nd. Like I said, this show is only 15 minutes. Matter of fact, I'm already running out of time. Caller, I apologize. I don't even have any more time left. Oh, my goodness. I do hope you call back on the 2nd, same bat time, which is 8 a.m. But anyway, you guys, I'm going to have to get into here because I'm running out of time. Thank you guys so much for being, you know, such a wonderful, you know, supportive people. I cannot tell you guys how much I love you, and I really appreciate the fact that you guys have been sending me emails and telling me how much you miss me. I miss you guys too. I truly, truly do. I promise you, the 2nd of March, the same time, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 10 if you're in the South, and 11 if you're in the East Coast, I will be back, and I will definitely have an hour show for you. As always, you could be anywhere in the virtual world you decide to be with me, and it is greatly appreciated. As always, mwah, sugar kisses. Bye.